Talofa, and here's the news. Funding for the Department of Human and Social Services provided many job opportunities and also increased the salaries of those working in the Child Care Services Program. The number of child care providers was increased from 24 in 2020 to 111 child care providers today, including a center by the LBJ Tropical Medical Center, which offers 24/7 child care services. There are 30 daycare centers, 3 family child care homes, and 78 centers in homes. The department also increased the number of in-house providers to 78, which targets essential critical infrastructure area workers who are subject to non-traditional work hours and or 24/7 work schedules. The federal funding has also hiked subsidies for providers. Monthly payment rates were increased from $200 to $600 for children in childcare centers and family childcare settings. The DHSS report says over 450 jobs were funded through the Child Care and Development Fund. In addition, employees working in child care centers and family child care homes saw an increase in their salaries. As of October 1, 2021, the minimum wage for employees of a child care setting was hiked to $5.40 an hour, but 64% of employees in child care centers and family child care homes are earning $5.50 an hour or more. Qualifying teachers were also paid supplemental stipends. These are teachers in center and family child care settings who work at least 75% of their scheduled hours each month. For 2021, an average of 171 teachers each month qualified for stipends, averaging a total of over $34,300 dispersed each month. Congresswoman Wifatali Amata is congratulating and highlighting the accomplishments of Warrant Officer 1 Freddie Ipoe of Leone, who graduates his Army Black Hawk helicopter pilot studies this week. Wifatali had hoped to attend a special ceremony at Fort Rucker, Alabama, but the U.S. Army and Fort Rucker leadership has made the necessary decision to limit the occasion to base personnel due to the current caseload of COVID in the United States. Congratulations to Warrant Officer Freddie Poe for completing flight school training and taking on his new role in serving our nation as a UH-60M Black Hawk pilot, said the Congresswoman. This occasion represents so much hard work and study and is the well-earned outcome of many hours of dedication. It is our true delight to honor this rare achievement as he becomes the first Samoan Black Hawk pilot in the U.S. Army. Congresswoman Wifatali continued, "Thank you for your service as you graduate from the U.S. Army Aviation Flight School and officially receive your pilot's wings. This is an important position of trust and service to the United States. As the U.S. representative from your home in American Samoa, I am so pleased to be able to send you congratulations publicly, as I know everyone in our beautiful islands will take pride in another of our Tour Samoa succeeding and growing in this honorable career." From the courthouse, a man who pled guilty to first-degree sexual assault last November in a plea bargain has been sentenced to 7 years in jail. Ete Aumua, who has been in custody since his arrest last year, was sentenced before Associate Justice Fiti Sunia last week. His wife's niece had filed a sexual assault complaint against him on April 10, 2019. She told police she had been asleep in their home on the night of April 9th when she was woken by a loud argument between her aunt and her boyfriend, Aumua. After her aunt stormed out of the house, the girl was left alone with Aumua, who then entered her room and tried to sleep with her. However, she was able to push him off and run outside and found her aunt and told her about what happened. The aunt and niece both confronted Aunua, and he denied any wrongdoing, so the next morning the niece went to police and lodged her complaint. Defense attorney Ryan Anderson asked the court for a probated sentence for his client, saying he was truly remorseful. The request was supported by the prosecutor. The court, however, did not agree, saying that a maximum sentence was suitable in this case, given the defendant was a married man and the victim was a minor. The Salvation Army Addiction Services in Samoa has released data indicating an up to 27% increase in referrals from alcohol-connected incidents. According to the Samoa Observer, the organization said most cases referred to them were from the Ministry of Justice and Courts Administration and had increased steadily since 2019. The Partnership Development Manager and Drug Clinician, Natalie Senio, said, 334 cases were referred to them for treatment in 2019, and last year, 535 were referred. This included 194 charged with driving under the influence. The highest number of referrals received is for DUI charges, at about 35%. Senyo said it takes a while to effect change in behavior when it comes to alcohol abuse, but that they fully commend the police and the work they are doing. She added, "We all need to work together to fix the problem." Senyo said they're grateful for referrals from the government and Ministry of Justice, but she hoped that those needing treatment would self-refer themselves to the church organization. And that's the news.